Yes, we're glad that everyone is here, that everyone can make it to our new study, as we are now studying miseducation versus true education. We hope everyone had a chance to review the last two studies that we've had. This is study number 3. As we go into this series, we believe that it is very important that we understand what is actually going on, how we as a people are being attacked, as a mass of people are being attacked. And the question is, what can we do about it? Well, the first thing we could do about it is become more conscious. Right now, we're dead asleep, as we found out. As the Bible says, we're asleep. Awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. For thy light is come, and the glory of Yahweh is upon thee. Now, that's a good scripture and a familiar scripture that you should become familiar with. That scripture tells us lots of different things so that we might be able to prepare for what is going on around us, how we're being attacked mentally, physically, spiritually, economically, you name it. The attacks are on. We should know better. We should be able to grow and be able to help realize what Yahweh is telling us. Now, as I mentioned in our studies from the past, we have books available, videos, charts, educational material, because we are a center of higher learning. Learning on the mental, physical, and spiritual realm of existence. Okay, let's start with a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank thee for your mercy and grace that you have granted to us. Help us open up our hearts, our minds, and our understanding that we might be able to perceive the things that you would have us to perceive and understand and know in this present time and space and time in history. Help us to grow in grace and knowledge of your will. Let it not be my words, but your words. Speak through me to the people that we might be able to understand your will and your way for these times that we live in. Thank you. Okay, I quoted for you Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yahweh is risen upon thee. And that's what he wants to bring us to the light, because we are in darkness. How deep is the darkness that we're in that we must come out of? Verse 2, Isaiah chapter 60 says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. And that's where we are today. Earth is covered in darkness. And gross darkness, the people. That's where the people are. The people are in even grosser darkness as we sleep, as we are curdled, as we are rocked to sleep in this society. And thinking, mind frame. So even though the world's in darkness, the people are in greater darkness. And so what people? It's talking about Yahweh's people. So even though the world might be in darkness with their, you know, foolishness that they do, society and so forth, with their meat eating, their McDonald's, their, you know, all of these different things that are destroying us, their GMOs, their Terminator seeds, all of these different things that they're doing, they're in darkness in their science and how they plan to do things. But it says the people of Yahweh are in even a greater darkness because they have a greater light and they are refusing the light or not studying so that they can come into the light. So they are in a deeper darkness than everyone else on the earth, even though the church claims to be in a stage of enlightenment. So we have to see what is the book saying. But Yahweh shall arise upon thee. That's us. He's going to rise upon us. And his glory shall be seen upon thee. So that's our hope. And that's our wish. We can depend that he will not forget us. He will not forsake us. But the question is, not will he forget us, or will he forsake us? The question is, will we continue to forget him and forsake him? And why could such a thing happen? Well, there's some other scriptures that bring all these other facts out, as we would know. Some of these are in the books that we've been reading through. And so we're going to take a look at some of those things again. I hope some of y'all have been able to talk to your parents and your friends and your relatives, turn them on to the station. As we awaken, thou that sleepest. Hopefully some of them has been able to see the contradictions and the inconsistencies and realize that there needs to be something that needs to happen. That yes, we have been told or mistold or not truly told about true history and its biblical passages. We talked already about Kemet, the land of Kemet. We asked a few questions about scriptures. We talked specifically about the 1500s, which is called the 16th century. We found out that the last Moor was kicked out of Europe in 1492, when, quote unquote, they claimed Christopher came to America, because he surely did not discover it. Okay, so they rewrote history to act like they were the founders and that now they are the only true Americans, when the Native Americans, who are the true Americans, and all the rest of us are African Americans, Africans who came from Africa and was transported here, forced labor, into the Americas, and how the Europeans, they're European Americans, they're not true Americans, they are European Americans, and they were transferred from Europe. Matter of fact, they dumped the prisons to dump them and sent them over to America, the quote unquote, the New World, and those were the people who they had in prisons. Those were their prisoners, okay? Those are the people breaking the law, as they would say. Okay, so these are the people who established and found America and who would like to say that they are the only true Americans and that the Native Americans who were forced or killed or massacred in America by the Europeans, not by the Africans, because the Africans were enslaved, we were in the same position they were in. And how they were moved, how they will say that they are the true Americans and that the Native Americans who had to flee south into Central and South America and Mexico and so forth, now as they come back to their land, then they are called illegal aliens, when the true illegal aliens are the people who are running the show. So they have always changed history, rewrote things, lied, steal, robbed, you know, everybody on the planet. So, we found that out. And so, do you think today that they would be interested in educating you and making you better? No, that is not what's going on. Matter of fact, we're finding out that as we are, as time went on from 1492, they wiped that out of the history books. That's why you were never taught that. And I asked some of y'all to go up on YouTube and look at and type it in. And when the Moors ruled Europe and so forth, and hopefully y'all have now more knowledge about that. And the Europeans who live there today are telling you about what happened and how the Crusades, under the name of Christ, Christianity, Christendom, the Christian movement, under the name of Christ, we found in Matthew 24. Okay? Hopefully everybody can remember those texts that we read about Matthew 24. If you didn't, please try to turn in now so that you can come up to speed. Matthew 24, it says in verse 4, and Yeshua answered them and answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Who's going to deceive you? We are being told by the church that the Muslims are going to deceive you, yoga going to deceive you, Sun Yung Moon going to deceive you, the yogi people, I mean anybody but Christians. But let's see what the scriptures say. Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, in the name of Christ. That's what we're talking about. Christendom, there's only one group that comes in the name of Christ. Buddha doesn't come in the name of Christ. Neither does the Muslims or any of these other people that we are told in the church through our propaganda machine. For many shall come in the name, my name, in the name of Christ. Christendom, the Christian movement, saying that Jesus is the Christ, that I am the Christ, that Jesus is the Christ. And that is what the Christian movement is based on. And because that group shall deceive many. That's what it says. They shall deceive many. And truly today, that is what's going on. One nation under God. With liberty and justice for, that is the biggest deception ever. There is no one nation under God, unless it's under the God of Lucifer, which I wouldn't doubt. We are Babylon, as they would say, and even though the Republicans and others might say, you know, the right, the religious right, they're not right, they're wrong. The religious wrong, they should be called. But they call themselves the religious right, but that's nothing but smoke and mirrors, as usual. Tell you one thing, and it's not. So, as we are able to see that, we were also going and we were able to see that after 1492, when they changed the history books, they had 100 years. So, during the 1500s, they're making all the changes such that for 100 years, they rewrote history and you don't even know what history is no more. And only textbooks we have are the curriculum that is given to us by the same people who are deceiving the whole planet. Who have rewritten history to put themselves in where they were not and to move out those who were ruling and teaching to move them out. So remember, during this time, during the Dark Ages, the question is who brought the Europeans out of the Dark Ages? They didn't bring themselves out. The Moors were. They were the ones who brought them out and brought them into the marvelous light of sanitation, of bathing, washing, of three meals a day, of the whole bit, university, schools, writing, college, all of those things, liberal arts, the science, the math. And so what we found out that for 100 years, they were covering it up, rewriting history, so that when they came out with in 1611, the authorized King James, catch word, authorized by who? Authorized by those who are deceiving everybody, okay? Authorized King James Version. 1611 edition, then the 11 years later, we found out the official use of propaganda occurred in 1622. And so this is what the church teaches. And we were going to find out in more detail of what propaganda is, because the church used the official use of propaganda in 1622. So they are the ones who are authorizing and sanctioning people to teach their story, which is what we call his story. At that point, we will come back and we will look again and hear more about what is being read, what should be studied, and where we are in history.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
School of Thought for Successful Living from Dr. Hana Josue is an interactive and engaging program that will take its audience on a journey of self-discovery on how to navigate everyday life using biblical principles. As a life and business etiquette coach, Dr. Josue has learned that there are many levels to what we call life. Life etiquette is about learning the types of laws that govern the different dimensions of life. Her passion is based in the word to empower others to learn these laws and to reveal to them how to live their lives and fulfill their purpose. Join Dr. Josue every first and fourth Thursday of every month, beginning March 27, 2014, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, for the School of Thought for Successful Living on the Power of One Radio.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue. There's nothing funny about it. That's why New Start Living, in conjunction with Power of One Ministries, fund Project Cleanup, an effort to help our communities with hygiene baskets for those who are in need. This project runs from the last Saturday in September through the last Saturday in February. Yes, that's during the holiday season, the season of giving. If you would like more information on how to get Project Cleanup in your community, please drop us a line at www.newstartliving@gmail.com or fvp@thepowerofoneministries.us. In these last days before the Savior returns, everybody is going to need help, and that help starts with you.
Yes, we thank everybody for coming back, for being able to be part of our study as we are talking about people of color, talking about history, true education versus miseducation. When we talked about propaganda, which we owe its foundation to the church, last week we read about that with Bill Moyers, A Walk Through the 21st Century, The Propaganda Battle. We were reading in there, and we read, propaganda has been around ever since the serpent seduced Eve with the illusion that a taste of a forbidden fruit would make her an equal with God. It worked. Eve bit. It worked. And that's what counts about propaganda. Not whether it is true, but whether it moves someone to action. The aim of the propagandist is to create attitudes. And that's what we were talking about. Creating attitudes. What attitude do you have about African Americans? What attitude do you have about Native Americans? What attitude do you have about Europeans? We have Europeans running black churches. That's great. Okay, the people who enslave you are using that to enslave you, and you are sitting under their feet. Oh, it don't matter what color it is. No, it doesn't matter what color it is. It just matters of do you have my best interests at heart? And you can't have my best interests at heart if all you have been doing is deceiving me. But that's an attitude that they had created in us, that we would love master and obey master under all conditions. So it is common that the curriculum that is taught in every church, black or white, or Hispanic or Asian or any, are all curriculums that are created by Europeans who has enslaved us all. So through their Sunday school lessons and Sabbath school lessons, that's what they use to give us specific attitudes and mold our behavior. Not attitudes and mold behavior that is centered around the Bible, attitudes and behaviors that are centered around their control of our minds. Now, this is also what Bill Moyers says, and the aim of the propagandist is to create attitudes and mold behavior. And we want to know why we want to shoot drugs, why we always getting high, why? Because that's an attitude and a behavior that they have put in us through shooting up drugs, through winding up in jail and killing one another. Before, only the Klans killed black people. Now we have black-on-black violence. We have blacks killing blacks because of the attitude that has been created through our school system, through our churches, through our media, through our films, through our TV programs. A lot of them that you see makes, us look real bad. Okay? So these are attitudes that they have created in our minds, even in their minds. And some people are scared to be around black people. Why are you scared to be around black people? Even if you're black, you're scared to be around black people. Okay? You're scared to be around Africans. Why are you scared to be around Africans? Why don't you want to be around Africans? You are an African. I am not an African. That's what they will say. So these are attitudes that you don't even know why you have them. You have them. And then you wonder why Africans don't like being around African Americans, because of the attitudes that have been played and the way we treat them. Okay? So this is like a knee-jerk reaction. So please help us understand of why we can't stick together, why we can't do anything together. We always have to have the white man come in, because that's our attitude, that they are God. In the new movie that has come out, The Son of God, you will notice that all the angels are white, all the Jews are white. Everybody who's white, there's only a black guy who carries the cross for Christ. That's it. Okay, in essence, or the slaves. And that's the way it was also in the Ten Commandments. So if in all of these attitudes, the only people that are going to heaven and the only people that are in heaven and the only people that Yahweh uses is white angels and white people. So when you look at some of the pictures, when they display Satan and Lucifer, it's always in a dark face in a dark avenue with a b- black thing on, coat on, his, you know, face covered. You'll see that in the movie. So this is constantly propagating their propaganda and putting it in our minds to hate black people, including yourself. So that's why you don't shoot white people, you shoot black people. Why do you shoot black people? Because you hate yourself, and because you hate yourself, they have put that attitude in your mind, then your behavior is to hurt and kill one another. Okay? So that's the deal that is going around. Okay? So be careful of how you have allowed the propagandists to create your attitudes and mold your behavior. And then some of us be saying, nah, they ain't telling me what to do. They have not changed my attitude. Of course they have. When I remember back in the 60s and 70s, when there was the civil rights movement, people were fighting for their freedom. Even white people even standing up and walking with black people and all of the rest, because they knew it was all wrong of what their parents were doing. So they joined in. So then, as they said, that the way that they can stop this movement by infiltrating drugs into the black community, which they did. And then it just demobilized us in every manner. Then they also said that if they not just push drugs into our communities, which they are, then if you can have them. Now, today, we are winding up being the majority of the prison population. And we're like only 13% of the population, but we're over 50% of the population in the prison. Okay? And now they have it such that it's mold your behavior, such that some people believe that your rite of passage into manhood is going to jail or killing somebody. How insane is that? Okay? So that's attitudes that people are putting in people's minds. Okay? And you're saying, I'm not affected by that. Well, really? I don't think so. I think you are. So am I. We all have been affected. If we grew up in America, if you went through their school system, they have miseducated us, including themselves. Now, what else will it do? It was to inspire awe and obedience from the common folk. And that's what we are. We're just obedient sheep being led to the slaughter. And they said that's what we are. We're nothing but cattle to be round up and slaughtered. That is what people think. That is what people think of when you're clergy and non-clergy. Okay? So that is what is being taught. And you wonder why people obey the church and obey the state and obey this, that, and the other, rather than obeying the Bible or even studying the Bible to know what's in it. We owe the actual words to the church. This is what Bill Moyers is saying. A European American, white European American, we owe the actual words to the church, to those cardinals in 1622, organized to carry the missionary work. Carry the missionary work? What is they calling the missionary work? The work in the name of the congregation, the name of your denomination, Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal, whatever it might be, Catholic, okay? Your congregation for the propagation of the faith. Propagating what faith? Propagating that you should obey the white supremacy, that you should be obedient to that. And that is all that exists. And so what we find out, now we, in the 20th century, created a superstate and put into the hands of its propagandists a power beyond the dream of the ancient sorcerers. This power was the power of film. Amen. Here we are. Until this century, people had to be won over by individual persuasion in crowds. Mass communication changed all that. Film in particular. Now the propagandists could reach the whole crowd at once and yet touch each person in the crowd individually. We saw this powerfully and fearfully demonstrated during World War II and World War I, in which both sides used the motion picture as weapons on their own people. So as we study this, you're going to be able to see that the ideas, the combat people, and artillery were not battles of war, but are symbols. Through this presentation is about the war of ideas, whose combatees fought not with artillery and tanks, but with images. What type of images did they use and symbols? When we come back, we will go into that. Yes, that's where we find ourselves lost.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
School of Thought for Successful Living from Dr. Hannah Josue is an interactive and engaging program that will take its audience on a journey of self-discovery on how to navigate everyday life using biblical principles. As a life and business etiquette coach, Dr. Josue has learned that there are many levels to what we call life. Life etiquette is about learning the types of laws that govern the different dimensions of life. Her passion is based in the word to empower others to learn these laws and to reveal to them how to live their lives and fulfill their purpose. Join Dr. Josue every first and fourth Thursday of every month, beginning March 27, 2014 at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for the School of Thought for Successful Living on the Power of One Radio.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue. There's nothing funny about it. That's why New Start Living, in conjunction with Power of One Ministries, fund Project Cleanup, an effort to help our communities with hygiene baskets for those who are in need. This project runs from the last Saturday in September through the last Saturday in February. Yes, that's during the holiday season, the season of giving. If you would like more information on how to get Project Cleanup in your community, please drop us a line at www.newstartliving@gmail.com or fvp@thepowerofoneministries.us. In these last days before the Savior returns, everybody is going to need help, and that help starts with you.
Thank you.
Yes, we are back. We thank everybody for being part of this. We like to thank everyone for their mercy, for their time and opportunity to share with us. Now, getting back to propaganda, we would like to spend some time in that area. When we talk about propaganda from Bill Moyers, what is the script? We've just read that this is a war on your mind and ideas. Something to break down your mental capacity. Some will say that when you're out there, out in the world, your mind is lowered. And so they subconsciously implant ideas. And that's what the war is. This is about a war of ideas implanted into your fertile mind. And so that's why they want the children young and pre-kindergartens and so forth, so they can mold and shape their behavior at this very infancy age of their existence. So you plant ideas in people's minds whose combatants fought not with artillery and tanks, but with images and symbols. So you can tell people, they say, that a picture is worth 1,000 words. So they are constantly bombarding us in that realm of what we see, of what we hear, of what we smell, of what we taste, our 5 senses. They use biochemical warfare through the food, through the chemicals they inject in them, through the pesticide they spray on them, through the GMO foods that they're giving to the animals, of what they're feeding the animals, Roundup, and all of these different things that are out there. We are finding, you know, in the past they said that the Coca-Cola used to put Coke in it. Okay? So these people are not, you know, your friends. They are out to get you addicted mentally, physically, and spiritually. So if you think about it, that if you are a junkie, sugar junkie, most of us are sugar junkies, junkies of meat, of white potatoes and meat. That's what people want, a steak and white potato, and that's their meal. Some people don't even eat greens, but the Bible says greens, leaves are for the healing of the nation. So there is some things that Yahweh has laid out for us. And some people say, okay, well, I put a little iceberg and a little lettuce on my sandwich with my, you know, meat and stuff, and that's good. So I've had my greens for the day. You have totally miseducated. They say that we at one time the pyramids showed that you should eat lots of meat at every meal 3 times a day. Now they say, no way, man, that is totally out of reality, that you should not be eating meat 3 times a day at every meal. No, you should be eating as much fruits and vegetables, which are the healers of the body. One cleanses and one heals the body. That's what it's doing to clarify in your mind so that you can be able to fight the good fight of faith. So we need our body clear, because Yahweh said that we are the temple of Yahweh. We are his temple. And the temple of Yahweh we shall what? Keep. Now the question is, do we understand what it means to have his temple? And how many of us knew that we are the temple of Yahweh? Or some would say the temple of God. What we put in our bodies, some will say, does not matter. Really? Notice what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of Elohim, and that the spirit of Elohim dwells in you? Did you know that? The spirit does not dwell in a building. These edifices that people are spending millions of dollars for and put people in debt and making poor people pay more debt. And it's owned not by the organization of people who paid the debt. It's owned by some organization that's run by Europeans, or even the Christendom. It doesn't matter if they're black, white, Spanish, Chinese. It's all the same thing. Okay? So if you built the church and if you put your money in it, then you should own it, not an organization. But that's not how they have it, because everything has to go back to them. Okay? So it says that you're the temple of Yahweh, and the spirit of Yahweh dwells in you. It is not a building. If any man defile the temple of Elohim, and how do we defile the temple of Elohim? By the things that we eat, drink, smoke, shoot up, and all the rest of that stuff. Okay? So if we defile the temple with our drugs, with liquor, wine, tobacco, marijuana, heroin, cocaine, crack cocaine, whatever. Okay? Meat, unclean meat, pigs, pork, red meat where the blood is running. Now, all of these different things that he says that he asks us to stay away from, then if we are going to use these things and destroy the temple of Yahweh, then what is Yahweh going to do? He's just going to say, amen, forgive. Let him be. Let's see what it says. If any man defile the temple of Elohim, him shall Elohim destroy. For the temple of Elohim is holy, which temple ye are. What? You didn't know that, did you? You didn't know that as you keep defiling your temple and you keep killing yourself, that Yahweh is saying that he has laws already put in place that it will kill you. So he was telling you how to avoid destroying your temple. And if you keep your temple, then he will be able to keep you. And that's where you find all the curses that are found in the Bible. When you read in the book of Deuteronomy 30, in the Leviticus 30, you will find that it lists all the different diseases that we have today. High blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, you name it. It's listed there in the Bible. And he says, these are the plagues, or these are the curses that I'm going to put on all the people who don't follow my way. So if you're not following and you're wondering why you have high blood pressure, why you have diabetes, why you have cancer, it's real simple. You're following the European standard lifestyle, the American standard diet. It's called SAD, Standard American Diet. Wow, that's pretty sad, ain't it? Yes, we are sad when we eat the sad diet, which is the standard American diet. So we ought to think rather than jump in and buy these things that everybody is, that the whole world is running after. Remember, the Bible says that all the world wandered after the beast, that he is making all the woman is riding the horse, riding the beast, is making everyone drunk through the wine of her fornication. So she's getting us drunk, having us drink of her doctrine. Doctrine? Yes, that's called propaganda. You didn't know that? Wow. Yes, that's what we're calling it. That's what it's called, propaganda. Okay? Now let's see. Propaganda is the term that causes uneasiness in many people. But just what is it? Making a persuasive argument, telling lies, according to Webster's Dictionary, defines it in the following way. The systematic propagation of a doctrine. Oh, do you believe in doctrine? That you're being propagandized. They're using propaganda on you. Or cause, or of importance reflecting the views and interests of those advocating such a doctrine or cause on you. Material disseminated by the advocates or opponents of the doctrine or cause. And that's what we're talking about. Okay, that's called Sunday school lessons and Sabbath school lessons. Propaganda, the third definition is Roman Catholic Church, a division of the Roman Custa that has authority in the matter of preaching the gospel, of establishing the church in non-Christian countries, and of administering church missions in territories where there is no proper organized hierarchy. Hierarchy? What are we supposed to obey? Are we supposed to obey man? Or are we supposed to obey Yahweh? I believe that we're supposed to be watching, following Yahweh, not the world. And that's what we should think about. How are we doing that? Well, let's pause for a moment to listen back to our sponsors.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
School of Thought for Successful Living from Dr. Hannah Josue is an interactive and engaging program that will take its audience on a journey of self-discovery on how to navigate everyday life using biblical principles. As a life and business etiquette coach, Dr. Josue has learned that there are many levels to what we call life. Life etiquette is about learning the types of laws that govern the different dimensions of life. Her passion is based in the word to empower others to learn these laws and to reveal to them how to live their lives and fulfill their purpose. Join Dr. Josue every first and fourth Thursday of every month, beginning March 27, 2014 at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for the School of Thought for Successful Living on the Power of One Radio.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glenn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue. There's nothing funny about it. That's why New Start Living, in conjunction with Power of One Ministries, fund Project Cleanup, an effort to help our communities with hygiene baskets for those who are in need. This project runs from the last Saturday in September through the last Saturday in February. Yes, that's during the holiday season, the season of giving. If you would like more information on how to get Project Cleanup in your community, please drop us a line at www.newstartliving@gmail.com or SVP at thepowerofoneministries.us. In these last days before the Savior returns, everybody is going to need help, and that help starts with you.
Yes, we are back. Ready to rock and to roll. Hopefully we're learning a lot. Hopefully we're understanding what is propaganda and applications of how propaganda is being used on us every day of the week. We were reading, as it describes, a hierarchy of being able to control, manipulate, to disseminate doctrine out. That's called Sabbath school and Sunday school lessons. It's called textbooks that we use in the public school, private school systems. Okay? We also realize that it's systematic propagation of a doctrine. That means that it's systematic. That means they put it in everywhere, every place you can go, because we're dealing with the war of ideas, images, and symbols. And wherever you see an image and a symbol, you can be pretty sure it's there for that purpose. We also are finding out that as we look at this, the origin of the word comes from third definition, specifically from a new Latin word, sacred congregation for propagating the faith. Check that out. This was written in Latin, so you wouldn't know what in the world it was saying, and it's called the sacred congregation for propagating the faith. Which faith? Whose faith are you propagating? The propagation of white supremacy, which was established in 1622 to convert or propagate the faith. What is it? The purpose was established to propagate what? Whose faith? It's not the faith of the book. It's the faith of white supremacy, because that's exactly what it is. Then it says the Oxford Companion to American History definition is less benign. Propaganda is defined as deliberate attempt by the few to influence the beliefs and actions of the many through the manipulation of ideas, facts, and lies. Wow. There we go. That's what's happening on and where? The propagation of the faith. So if you're reading it, that's what you're reading. Okay? And it's influence a few, the beliefs of the few and actions of many through the manipulation of ideas, facts, lies, symbols, images, the real war on ideas in your mind. Wow. Modern advertising and marketing practices have made the practice of propaganda more efficient. Whether the argument of propaganda are evaluated by history as true or false, or their result good or ill, making an argument through words and images has a long history, especially when the cause is sold by war. Yep, we're going to bomb Saddam Hussein, we're going to bomb everybody else, we're going to take everybody else off the planet, Russia's our enemy, this, that, and the other. I mean, everybody is like, okay, you just believe whatever you want. Now, how long does it take? Okay? Well, when do you start being introduced to propaganda? Okay, you start being introduced to propaganda. They say, let's get the youth. This is the script for propaganda. One, get the youth. So how do they start you off with cartoons? Sing songs, rhymes, riddles, or whatever. Alice in Wonderland. Okay, just like the Matrix. So they want to start it off there. And how do they explain it to you? Well, simplify complex things that the most ignorant can understand. That is the secret of propaganda. So it doesn't matter. if you got a first grade education, third grade, sixth grade, college education, it doesn't matter. They will simplify it, and that's the secret of propaganda. So the most ignorant person can understand it. Now, when is it used? How often? Repeat it every day. You get that? Repeat it every day. And repeat it all the time. So when you turn on your radio, you can hear them cursing. You can hear them wanting to kill people. And then people go out and kill and do all those things. And you wonder why they did. Because the people put it in their mind. All the movies and all the stuff. If you ever notice that the movies they have, the people always going in the bars, you know, the policemen on, what is that movie? Zombies, crime and whatever. They have them that they're always going, that they're always hanging out at the bar. So, you know, you're a policeman and you always have the presence and these guys drinking liquor. Okay? It's like, you know, that this is the way it's supposed to be. So they're constantly bombarding you to drink liquor, beer, wine, smoke marijuana, smoke cigarettes. It's constantly being bombarded to you 24/7. Okay? Lie, steal, kill, rape. All of these things are being fulfilled in our mind. And you think it's not damaging you? Yes, it is damaging you. And then you turn into this thing through the manipulation of your attitude, which turns into actions and behavior. Wow. That's number four. So first, number one is get the use. Number two is simplify complex things that the most ignorant can understand. That is the secret of propaganda. Number three is to repeat it every day and repeat it all the time. Number four is to have them believe the big lie, not the small lie. So they have the big lie. So that's what the media is there for, to propagate propaganda, to teach us what not to do. But you have the word of Yahweh to study without their Bible commentaries on your own, so that the Spirit can train you and teach you and lead you and guide you into all truth. That's what this whole thing is all about. And they want to teach you the big lie, not the little lie, the big one. So if you accept that, then you are condemned, and you will accept all the others, and you will act as they have already told you how to act. Like in the 70s, they came out with all these movies called Superfly, the Mac, and all that. And most of the young people who never knew anything about drugs, pushing drugs, now want to become drug pushers and drug addicts. Okay? Where did they get that from? If they didn't have it before, then it was propagated through the movie Superfly, through the movie The Mac, Shaft, Across 125th Street, and you become a hitman and a gangster. All of this crazy stuff in our community that was just being run. So, bottom line, this is what they implant in your mind, and you act on it. That was a very simple thing. I remember I even acted on it. I wanted to be like that. Okay? So, this is real. No one is exempt, no matter how smart you think you are. Number five, people always want to hear things that are agreeable with and give them pride. So, if they can teach us how to agree and accept white supremacy, then we will accept it and we will be agreeable to it. And the Europeans, it gives them pride, and it tears us down while you depress others. So you lift yourself up to white supremacy and tear down any other people of color and keep them in a depression mode. That is how it is in operation today. Now, I wanted to read to you some of the stuff that comes from what we call the Miseducation of the Negro. That's booked by Carter G. Woodson, that everyone should read and get. We have it also on our website on www.peopleofcolor.com. Check it out. It has lots of information, lots of books there, health books, help keep your temple clear, help keep your mind clear about last day events, what's going on around us. Visit the website, www.peopleofcolor.com. Now notice what it says. It says here, in fact, it is a sequel of slavery. It has been made possible by our system of miseducating innocent people who did not know what was happening. It is so subtle that men have participated in promoting it without knowing what they were doing. What does that say? Wow. This, I'll try to read it to you so you can understand it, and we'll end on this piece. This is a self-perpetuating system of control that has hijacked true education and replaced it with miseducation. That's Babylon. That's where we are today. They use accreditation and our curriculum system to enslave people's minds. This mental and spiritual slavery we find ourselves in today is equal to and sometimes worse than the slavery of our forefathers a little less than 150 years ago. This all became possible under our system of learning and education, which is in reality the miseducation of the masses through social engineering. It trains innocent people to get degrees, and those who do not rarely know what is happening to them until it is too late. It is so subtle and imperceptible that we participate in promoting this social engineering without even knowing what we are doing. After receiving so many degrees in education, we hate to hear and find out that we are part of the problem, innocent. Most are not conscious enough to figure out how to get out of this present-day dilemma. And as we study week after week, month after month, year after year, and this radio show, it is designed to introduce present truth for our time and to help us in our present-day dilemma. Yes, that's where we find ourselves in, a present-day dilemma. How deep is the dilemma? How deep is any of this stuff? Where are we going to find ourselves? Are we going to find ourselves lost forever and ever? Oh no. We know that Yahweh will share and help us, that He will bring us to a point such that we can know without a shadow of a doubt that we can awake out of darkness and walk in this marvelous light. We will see you again next week. Remember to visit our website, www.peopleofcolor1.com, no spaces. That's again, www.peopleofcolor1.com. Thank you, and may Yahweh bless you.